From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Gunmen wearing military uniforms and wielding assault rifles and grenades attacked Pakistan's main army facility today, prompting a fierce gun battle outside the capital. The attack left four militants and eight soldiers dead. A Pakistani intelligence official says two of the attackers escaped. The building and the troops are trying to flush them out of the heavily fortified compound. There were more American and NATO coalition deaths in Afghanistan. Military officials say two foreign soldiers were killed in a bomb attack yesterday in the east. The coalition put out a statement saying an American soldier was also killed in a separate bombing in the south. China, Japan, and South Korea have agreed at a summit in Beijing to press for resumption of multi-party negotiations with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports from Beijing.
The three countries say dialogue is the best way of getting rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons, and they want to sit down and talk to the North's leaders as soon as possible. The Chinese Premier, Wen Jiabao, said they must seize this opportunity to push for a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. A few days ago, North Korea's reclusive leader, Kim Jong-il, said his country is willing to return to multilateral talks on this issue. There are obstacles ahead. Not least is North Korea's insistence that it wants talks with the United States before sitting down with other countries.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. A surveillance plane on a routine patrol in Haiti has crashed into a mountainside, killing 11 United Nations peacekeeping troops who were on board. Ed Thompson reports.
Teams that recovered the bodies had to reach the crash site by foot because there were no roads leading to it. The Uruguayan Casa 212 aircraft went down in rugged terrain about 28 miles from the capital, Port-au-Prince, and near the border with the Dominican Republic. According to a UN spokesperson, the plane was on a routine reconnaissance mission when it crashed into a mountainside. It was unclear why the aircraft was doing surveillance near the border. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon extended heartfelt condolences to the families, friends, and colleagues of the 11 peacekeepers. The victims were Uruguayan and Jordanian military personnel serving with the 9,000-strong UN peacekeeping mission. UN troops have been in Haiti since a 2004 rebellion ousted former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The UN is investigating the crash. For NPR News, I'm Ed Thompson.
Pennsylvania's budget stalemate ended yesterday when the state Senate overwhelmingly approved a nearly $28 billion package that includes a 1% cut in spending. Governor Ed Rendell quickly signed the measure into law.
I said that I would sign a budget that made no further cuts to education, health care, and economic development, and at the same time produced enough recurring revenues to not only balance this year's budget, but to balance next year's budget as well. We have achieved all of those goals.
Pennsylvania's fiscal year began July 1st. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Full containment of California's so-called sheep fire is expected today. The fire erupted a week ago at the southern end of the Cajon Pass. The blaze blackened more than 7,100 acres and destroyed five structures. Several ski areas marked record early openings this week in Colorado and Nevada. From member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, Grace Hood has more.
Colorado's Arapaho Basin ski area got its earliest season start ever on Friday. Nearby Loveland ski area opened on Wednesday in its earliest opening in 40 years. Melanie Mills is president and CEO of the trade organization Colorado Ski Country, USA. She says predictions of an El Nino weather pattern across parts of the West this winter are making many hopeful about the season.
Often those El Nino years are big snow years for us.
Nevada saw two openings this week, the Las Vegas Ski and Snowboard Resort and Boreal Mountain Resort near Lake Tahoe. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Greeley, Colorado.
The president addresses the nation's largest gay rights group tonight in the nation's capital. He speaks to the Human Rights Campaign at a fundraiser dinner on the eve of a march that's expected to draw thousands of gay and lesbian activists to the National Mall. Mr. Obama has been criticized for failing to move on campaign promises to push non-discrimination policies. The Los Angeles Angels are on the verge of eliminating the Boston Red Sox with a 4-1 win yesterday in the American League Division playoffs. They need one more win to clinch the series. The Angels head into Boston on Sunday with a 2-0 lead in the best-of-five series. The New York Yankees beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3 in 11 innings last night to give New York a 2-0 lead in their best-of-five AL Division series. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.